This is National Native News. I'm Megan Kamrick in for Antonia Gonzalez. The Blackfeet Nation's chief of over 40 years, Earl Oldperson, died Wednesday at the age of 92 after a long battle with cancer. Aaron Bolton reports Oldperson was a longtime leader for the tribe in northwest Montana and worked hard to keep Blackfeet language and traditional culture alive.
If you attended any large gathering or event on the Blackfeet Nation, you were likely to hear Chief Earl Oldperson welcome tribal members and guests. That welcome was usually accompanied by a song like the one he sang during Grand Entry at North American Indian Days in 2019.
He had this kind of a genius type of ability to hear Indian music and store that in his mind, you know, but just hear it once.
Blackfeet Tribal Historic Preservation Officer John Murray says Oldperson was able to hold on to vast amounts of traditional Blackfeet knowledge through the 1950s and into the 1970s, when much of Blackfeet culture and language was lost.
But Earl stayed close to it, and he's been an advocate for promoting the language and was able to retain them songs. So when the culture started coming back, they would go to him.
Oldperson became the chief of the tribe in 1978, but also had a storied career as a political leader for the tribe. He served on the Blackfeet Tribal Business Council for decades, starting in the 1950s. He became the president of the National Congress of American Indians from 1969 to 1971, and worked on national pieces of legislation like the American Indian Religious Freedom Act of 1978. His nephew, Terry Tansey, remembers him as a dedicated family man that enjoyed the ranching lifestyle and had a deep love of horse culture. He says Oldperson lived by a simple phrase he heard growing up in the 1930s.
They would all say their language. And what that means is, good morning, get up, try hard.
Tansey says that phrase reflects the legacy his uncle left behind. For National Native News, I'm Aaron Bolton.
At the annual convention of the National Congress of American Indians, Quinault Vice President Fawn Sharp was elected to her second term as president. Mark Macaro, chairman of the Pechanga Bang of Luiseno Indians, was newly elected first vice president. Sault Ste. Marie Tribe of Chippewa Indians chairperson Aaron Payment and Stockbridge Muncie Band of Mohican Indians president Shannon Holsley were elected recording secretary and treasurer. Sharp spoke about the challenges tribes have faced during the coronavirus pandemic, but also said she believes the coming years will be an era of reconciliation, restoration, and healing for Indigenous people. In a suburb of Atlanta this week, a county commission voted to remove a relic from a downtown square that critics have dubbed the Genocide Cannon. The Atlanta Journal-Constitution reports the cannon has ties to the Indian War of 1836, in which 3,500 Native Americans died and also led to the Trail of Tears. The DeKalb County Commission voted to remove the cannon, which was placed on the square in 1906 by the Daughters of the Confederacy. And in Mexico City, a statue of Christopher Columbus will be replaced by a female pre-colonial indigenous figure. The New York Times reports the statue will be a larger replica of a stone carving found earlier this year in the state of Veracruz. It dates to the time of Columbus's voyages more than 500 years ago. The move follows the reversal of an earlier decision by the government to commission a work of an indigenous woman for the site. Hyperallergic reports that brought condemnation by artists, writers, and curators who signed an open letter last month opposing the selection of a male artist who did not identify as indigenous. For National Native News, I'm Megan Kamrick.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Support for law and justice-related programming provided by Hobbs, Strauss, Dean & Walker, a national law firm dedicated to promoting and defending tribal rights for nearly 40 years. More information available at HobbsStrauss.com.
The Indian Arts and Crafts Board promotes Indian artists of federally recognized tribes through its online source directory. Information on this no-charge opportunity available at doi.gov/IACB. Who support this program?
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.